It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Ben, you remember me and Chris, we almost killed each other at Chickies and Pete's arguing over this one day.
Well, it's funny you said that because I honestly blame him more than anybody for faults.
Well, I would grade most exciting sports moments in Philly over the past 3 years. I would say Eagles win the Super Bowl 1, Eagles win the NFC Championship Game 2, and Sixers trade for Markel Fultz 3. The city almost burned to the ground that weekend. People were so excited.
And I was the one that was like, no, boy, I almost got killed that weekend.
Did you remember? We thought this was a pipe dream.
Almost got killed that weekend, man.
We thought this would never happen. We're like, oh, they could never pull off that trade. Boston would never do it. He's so good. We thought this was going to be the big three for a decade.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, 98% of the people out there had never seen him play, including me. Outside of a YouTube clip or maybe a SportsCenter highlight, I knew he was considered one of the top prospects that was going to be coming out. I didn't watch Washington basketball.
No. I saw him play one time when they played UCLA. He was going up against Lonzo. He was going up against, that's the only time I ever seen him play because they weren't on TV ever. And then everything else was a bunch of YouTube highlights.
Yep. So if you're...
Did the Sixers really go out to Washington and scout Markel Fultz?
I don't think they did, actually.
I don't think they did either.
Just remember the collar was the one in charge of the organization when all that happened. So,
oh, that's right.
So Woj reported it. I don't know if it's official yet, but Magic are sending Jonathan Simmons, a first-rounder and a second-rounder to the Sixers for former number one pick Markel Fultz. The first-round pick that they're getting is the one. Remember when they traded Jeremy Grant many years ago?
Mm-hmm.
It was that first-round pick that they got back from
that
OKC.
That was the Ersan Ilyasova trade.
Right. So they got a first-rounder back from that. After that, they dished that. Wasn't that the 1 year where it just keeps getting pushed back? Remember if they didn't make the playoffs, the Sixers got it. It was the 1 year that they had the Miami pick, the OKC pick, and was it the Laker pick? And none of them actually cashed in because they were all had varying degrees of protection.
That wasn't that long ago. That was like,
it was not that long
ago. That was like, what, three or four years ago.
Yeah. Well, they have that pick back, except it's top 20 protected in the year 2020. So there you go. So the Sixers, they traded away some draft picks to get players in here, and they just got one back, at least conditionally, in return. So there you go. So Fultz is gone. JT Realmuto is here. And we'll give you all the details about him coming up in a second. Let's go to Chris in the Lehigh Valley. Hi, Chris.
Sorry, brother. I had to get off speaker.
You got it, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. I tell you right now, I'll be going to the Phillies game this year.
There you go. That's what the Phillies want to hear.
That's right. And as far as Fultz goes, what they should have done is they should have traded for a bag of balls and a medical staff.
I'm telling you, dude. Listen, I was surprised they got an actual warm body back for Markel Fultz.
What they got, the Jonathan Simmons guy is on a final year of a contract. Next year, he's only guaranteed $1 million.
Played with the Spurs, I think.
Spurs first 2 years and the Magic Spurs the last 2 years.
Okay.
He averaged 14 points last year, Ben was saying, on a bad team.
Yes, exactly.
Kenny Thomas averaged a double-double here once upon a time.
And Ja averaged 17 and 8.
Hey, Ja's been going off down
Free
there.
Ja!
You see that?
Yeah, of
course. My God, he looks good.
Got my eye on him, man.
Speaking of the Pelicans, one update that is important as we look forward.
Anthony Davis was not traded,
and that does mean, because the Celtics couldn't trade for him at the deadline, that they are going to have a very real chance at him, which would be bad for the Sixers. Obviously not this year, but next year.
Oh, yeah, I worry about that then. And I'm not worried about AD, because Embiid owns AD.
Yeah, I'm not worried about him either.
Yeah.
Here's what I like. The Pelicans weren't bullied into making a deal right now,
mm-hmm.
right? If they get all those players from the Lakers, it might actually make them better for this year than just kind of playing. Because what are you going to do with Davis now? You're going to play him? You're going to put him out there? You're going to risk injury? You're going to have him booed? I mean, I guess you kind of have to play him if he's healthy.
You're paying him almost $30 million. He needs to get out there and play. Listen, he created this. The Pelicans didn't create this. He and his team created this whole scenario to where it makes him uncomfortable.
Agreed.
Trying to force the Pelicans' hands. Here's my thing. I got nothing against AD. I'm just trying to see the Lakers crash and burn with LeBron at the helm.
Oh, that's happening right now.
That's all I care about. Hoodie Mello is on the way.
Mm-hmm. So Fultz gets a fresh start, and the other big trade that was made was that the Grizzlies acquired Marcus Gasol from the Raptors.
Now that is significant.
It's a big move. Is that the biggest move of the trade, at least today, of the trade deadline?
Today, yeah. Not overall.
Bucks got Mirotic, which is I mean that's a. But, you know,
everyone in the Eastern Conference except the Celtics pretty much got better.
Listen, it's going to be a good couple last months of the season here, Ike.
I don't know how old Mark Gasol is. How old is he?
He's going to be 33. He's seen his better days for sure. He is 34.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's not Mark Gasol from 2-3 years ago, but he's a 15-8 guy.
Yeah, bench player. I mean, You can do far worse than having Mark Gasol as a backup center.
Yeah, and he's making, I'd have to take a look at his contract, but more than anything with the Grizzlies, that's just kind of getting something in return and moving on from the money. Mm-hmm. They were trying to move Mike Conley too, but he's making too much. Making 30. Chris Carlin checks in and says, I'm not going to lie, a tear came to my eye when I saw the news. But I agree, you should blame me. I'm going to church to light a candle.
Do you guys remember that photo from when Markelle Fultz visited the Sixers that workout?
And Chick-fil-A!
You see the smiling face. You see the smiling faces of Rocco, Fultz, Simmons, and Embiid, and you're like, this is the future. These are our four guys. Half of them are gone.
Yeah, dude. When the report came out that he missed over half the shots at the workout.
He missed more than half.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He missed like almost every
almost one. Damn near every shot at the workout. All I heard was, he's a kid. He had to drive up for the workout and he wasn't ready. What? The dude rolled in here with Chick-fil-A in his hand.
He did.
To the workout.
Remember the video that we saw in the offseason from Drew Hanlon put out there where he was.
Oh, yeah. Dunking and.
Well, he was taking shots, but they weren't showing if they were going in or not. Remember?
Yes. They're trying to doctor up video to make it look like he. What? Drew, we want to see the ball go in, Drew.
Let's see him live. Just have a live feed.
Right.
What was Rocho doing with him too, Andrew Porter? Wasn't he commenting on videos that he was doing?
Yes.
The gym by himself?
Yes. Oh, this is going to be the season that he breaks out.
You can doubt him, but he's going to be a great player. I really believe it. Biggest bust in Philly sports history, Darnell. Who is it? Is it Fultz? Darnell Mount Airy.
He fell asleep.
All right, listen. Everybody get off the freaking speaker and mute right now. I'm going to start taking phone calls. Don in Quakertown. Don.
Hello. Are you guys? Are you there?
I'm here. How are you?
Don in Quakertown.
Hi, Don.
Biggest bust in Philly sports. Ready?
Yes.
Andrew Bynum.
Oh, he wasn't a draft pick, though.
Yeah, but...
No, they were saying like trades and drafting. Anything's up for grabs here.
Yeah, I think anything's up for grabs. Yeah,
thanks for letting me know that, Don. I didn't even know that.
Well, you could do a separate. Right. You can do just a draft pick or.
Oh no, Bynum, he fits right in there for sure.
Oh my God, yeah. All right, love to listen to you guys.
Appreciate
Thank you, Don.
Well, man, right around the corner. The
bowling alley.
Yeah, well, no, the introduction.
Oh, the Constitution
Center.
Yeah,
the press conference, right?
I was there. I got a high five. I did. Jason Richardson was there. Was wearing a nice blue blazer.
Oh, that's my dog, Jason Richardson. Now, yeah, but Bynum, yes.
Oh man, I was pumped,
dude. I went to the little open practice they had up at St. Joe's.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, I was there. You know what I mean?
Oh, he looks good.
Bynum didn't practice that day. He sat on the sideline and watched.
Did he ever?
Nope.
I'll say this.
I don't think he ever practiced.
Was there a bigger disaster? And the Sixers have majored in disasters recently, right? But Embiid ended up working out. Ben's worked out. The fault stuff's a disaster for sure.
And Bynum was pretty bad.
He was bowling and re-injured his knee.
Yeah, just
and then he had that haircut.
Right. That's what I'm saying. He was so that was so bad because he was so irritating. Right? He was so irritating. Right? And and here's the funny thing though, John. Me being the only Laker fan on the air, right?
Right.
I already know about Bynum coming here. I'm happy when they trade him, but then I'm like, dude, we can't get too excited. This dude flakes out. He's a little flaky.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we learned that real quick.
I'm like, yeah, this dude flakes out.
So, there was the one picture of him on the bench when he had when the hair became
with
the hair.
Yeah.
And he was just sitting there with his hands folded.
Which one? The Ike Turner? Yeah. The Ike Turner Beetle look? That hey, at that point right there, I said, you know what? It's over.
It's over.
His ass should be cut right now. He should be cut right now.
No, but you knew it. At that point with the hair, you said, yes. Oh, this is never going to work out.
An Ike Turner haircut? Nah.
Tom Kalichek sent via text message and said, Roadshow thought that he was going to have an amazing year, and so did that fraud, Jack Fritz.
Oh, yeah. Jackie Pucks is the residential. He jumped off the bandwagon.
He jumped. After the beginning of the year, he jumped. Yeah. He was out quick this year. I give him credit. JT Real Muto, a Philly, Zach in Jersey. What's your reaction?
Dude, we're in. The Phillies are beast. We have Mitch Wadding. We have JT Real Muto. We're good.
You have who?
Mitch Wadding. Mitch Wadding's a god.
Yeah, I know. I heard just what you said, but I don't know if you're trying to ba-ba booing me or not with that.
No, Mitch I'm Wadding. Telling you, man. He's a beast.
You're serious,
Mitch. Post is not the biggest bust. He just got into an accident or something. I guarantee it.
Okay, there you go. Of all the Mitch Wadding calls today, I didn't think we were going to get there. Are you a Mitch Wadding fan? I don't even know if he's on the 40-man roster.
Who?
Exactly. he's been in their farm system a couple of years. He was up for a handful of at-bats last year.
Nah, and that it had to be during the time I was completely out.
When was that? September, August?
Yes, had to be. Once training camp started.
All right, let's go to Joe. Joe, biggest bust, Joe in Wilmington. What do you got?
Yeah, the Roy Hinson trade with Doherty. They gave up Doherty. They went to Cleveland.
It's a great one.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great
one. Yeah, and we got Roy Hinson.
And Roy Hinson came in here, and he did not mesh well with Charles. And at the same time, not only did you do that, but you got rid of Moses, and you brought Jeff Rowland in here. It all happened pretty much at the same time. You traded the number one pick, you got rid of Moses, and one fell swoop, you totally screwed your franchise.
Right. I was a big-time Sixers fan back then, and it killed me.
Yeah, Hinton, I would say Hinton and Von Hayes, even though Von Hayes actually had some decent years. Hinton's under the radar. It's a good one, Joe. Hinton's definitely under the radar. He was with Cleveland. He had one of those years where it's like, wow, he's got it all. He's got size, he's got athleticism, he can dunk. At the time in the NBA, it wasn't about three-pointing. It was three-pointers. It was about the big man. It was about the power forward. It was about the guy that can rebound double-doubles. And Hinton did nothing here. He was terrible. JJ in Wilmington. JJ.
Yo, what's up, fellas?
What's up?
What up, JJ?
Yo, actually, man, dude, I'm really surprised Elton Brand got the value back from Fultz, because Jonathan Simmons is a hell of a player. He flourished in the Greg Popovich system down there in San Antonio. So we got that going for us. And then to get two picks out of it, that second round 2019 pick is going to be a top 10 in the second round. So that might work out. But do you remember when Fultz first got here and Joel dimed them their nickname of the Feds for Fultz, Embiid, Dario, and Simmons?
Oh, my
and,
God.
Jaleel Okafor was got his feelings hurt because his name was left out. So
yep.
Jaleel Okafor got to be one of the other biggest busts. I mean, I do wish Markel the best of luck, because I'll never wish anything bad on a 19, 20 year old kid who's obviously
right. Agreed.
Got issues.
Sure.
I mean, he really does. He's got whatever physically he's got to have something going on upstairs. And so I do hope a change of scenery helps him out. And JT Real Muto, dude, to get the best catcher and stop the Braves from getting him, that's also the other plus side to that. Mm-hmm. And you got to think that would make somebody like Bryce Harper look at this lineup and
well,
think
they're, that and they're best friends, Real Muto right. and Harper. They're very close.
So you got to think that'll, you know, help think that this team is going to do some damage in the National League. So what a day, man. I don't think I've ever seen a team like this turn over so many players in 48 hours like the 76ers have, and adding James Ennis today, another wing player, and getting Jonathan Simmons. it's going to be a fun race, man, to the playoffs in basketball this year. So we got something to look forward to.
All right, there he is, JJ. Yes, and don't forget about yesterday, Ike, where they got, you know, you're not just talking about Tobias and and Bobby, but you also have that, what's his name? Mike Allen, is that his name? The
Oh, Malachi.
Well, no, they already cut him.
Michael Scott.
No, Mike Scott.
Oh, the three general manager.
Yeah, three general manager. What?
What is it called? The three general manager.
The three general manager for Michael Scott. Come on, you're an office guy, right?
No.
Have you not watched The Office?
No.
Oh, come on, man.
No.
That's like...
Ben, you shouldn't be surprised that Ike didn't watch The Office. He's
you
not...
watched Seinfeld or The Office? Those are like the two staples.
Of what? Household.
Of like bingeable television
shows.
Of
white people households, Ike. Of his household.
What household are we talking about here, Ben?
You ever see Martin, Ben?
Me?
What do you think? I'm not talking like Frank.
You ever see Bernie Mac, Ben?
What, are you making this like a Frasier and Bernie thing?
These are the shows that are playing in my house.
I'm not binging Frasier. Like.
Have you seen Frasier?
My roommate actually watched the entire So I checked it out.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
I'm just messing with you, man. No, I know. At least I know the show. Steve Carell, right?
Is that Carell?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yes. Him. Actually,
you gotta watch the 40-year-old virgin. Man, it's the greatest.
That's what I'm talking about, the 40-year-old virgin, right?
Yes. Yes. I have.
I use a lot of his GIFs.
You do?
I do.
I mean, you're a GIF king.
Oh, I'm a GIF king.
You are.
Jiffy.
I
call me Jiffy Pop.
I don't think I've ever. I couldn't tell you any character names from that show. The Office.
Steve Carell.
Hey, Jim and Pam. Come on, man. Dude, Michael Scott.
Dude, I didn't watch it. I don't know what to tell you. I didn't watch it.
It's a great
I'm sorry.
Show.
I'm not saying it's not. I didn't
like
watch it.
This is personally offensive. I don't think you understand.
What was the first year of The Office?
When did it start?
I don't even remember, man. I've been binging it for so long.
I was busy. All right?
It's a 30-minute show?
Busy? It's a 30-minute show.
I was busy.
Hold on. Does it have a laugh track?
No.
Okay.
It's a mockumentary.
Okay. Yeah, it was really kind of the first of its...
It's the one that started like Modern Family. Do you watch Modern Family?
No.
Oh, you don't watch anything.
No, but the family does.
2005.
It's funny because
at least you're watching Game of Thrones.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No, you just said you were.
Oh, yeah. Next year.
When it's done. Yeah.
I'm not joining everybody to have a watch party every week.
You're the worst.
So check this out. Is there anybody out there that is upset that they moved Markelle Fultz? Like my buddy Ryan.
I thought you were going to ask, where's somebody upset that we didn't watch The Office?
No.
Okay. Well,
Ben's upset. That's all that matters. My buddy has been texting me the last 48 hours saying, do you think they're going to trade him? At 2 o'clock, he texted me 1 hour, is he on the team? And I'm like, why do you care? What is wrong with you? And he's mad that they traded him.
Checking to see to make sure he was still here.
He's a Fultzer.
Ah.
He's a Markelle Fultzer. He still thinks he can be good.
They still exist?
Yes, on my phone right now.
By the way, official, the Phillies have acquired JT Realmuto. It is out there officially now. We have a nice little headshot.
Phillies ball cap?
Yes, in the Phillies ball cap. JT Realmuto from the Miami Marlins in exchange for Jorge Alfaro, Sixto Sanchez, Will Stewart, and international bonus pool money.
Well, listen, I came on saying that you don't have to do a trade today. You can wait a year and see what you have, but give the Phillies a lot of credit because that's getting an all-star player that makes your lineup better. This team is positioned. They're a starting pitcher short. This team's positioned to be in the playoffs. Not make a run at the playoffs, to be favored to be in the playoffs this year. Period. Washington still is going to be good. They have some talent, right? The Marlins aren't, right? The Mets have made a couple moves. I think they're going to be better.
Yeah, okay.
By the way, their pitching could really carry them if they could get everybody healthy and on the same page at the same time. But the Phillies right now, I would say, are they the favorites right now in the East? Ben, are the Phillies the favorites in the NL East right now? I mean,
I would say absolutely. Like, the Braves obviously have a lot of talent
there. And, of course, the Braves.
But here's the thing. Like, the Phillies didn't just add one or two guys. They overhauled a third of their lineup. They may still get Bryce Harper. They're probably going to add another pitcher. They took a huge step forward from being 80-82.
Dave in Germantown. Dave, what's the best and the worst of the Sixers?
The best of the Sixers, I would say, is definitely this Tobias trade. That's one of the best trades I've seen them ever do. That was absolutely fantastic.
All right.
And this guy, Tobias, is an all-star. He just didn't get the props. He's 100% an all-star. He should be in the all-star game. And the worst trade was with Jeff Rule and Moses Malone. Moses Malone led the Sixers to the championship, and they traded him for a guy that didn't have any kneecaps. That was absolutely horrible.
Jeff Rulin.
Mm-hmm.
Did you trade Terry Catledge or did you get Terry Catledge in that trade? I think you traded him in that trade. Wow. Or maybe you got him. I don't remember.
Yeah. Ooh, that's a name right there.
Yeah, that was absolutely horrible. And do you know why they traded Moses Malone?
Well, he had been injured the year before. His retina got scratched or something.
Right. Andrew Tony was having problems with his feet, and there was hassle between Katz and Andrew Tony. So Moses went public on the newspaper and said, "If I was hurt, they wouldn't be doing nothing to me." You know how Moses talks.
Yeah.
You know, Moses uses a lot of expletives. So you know, Howard Katz got a little bit butthurt about that.
I bet he did. Yeah, it was Terry Catledge and Moses, and two first rounders for Jeff Rulin, Cliff Robinson. Not that Cliff Robinson. Cliff Robinson. He was a lefty, power forward type.
Let me tell you, everyone says Cliff Robinson,
right?
And only we know what that means.
You know what I mean, though, right?
Ben has no idea what that means.
What, you know what that means, Ben? When I say not that Cliff Robinson,
well, big dog, right?
The older, no, that's Glenn Robinson.
That's Glenn Robinson.
I can't keep Glenn and Cliff Robinson.
Cliff Robinson was a 3-point shooting center,
trailblazer. Oh, which one are you talking about? You talking about the older Cliff Robinson?
Yeah, the one that most people know who he is.
Okay,
he was he was good for a little bit, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah, he could play. He was a nice player with the Trailblazers. I just like when
the Jail Blazers team?
I just like when everybody says, not that Cliff Robinson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't like that Cliff Robinson. And Jeff Rulin, he had more or less had no cartilage in his knee. So you made that trade. You trade all that stuff for a guy who would have been an all-star, but he just couldn't play.
Injured, yeah.
He literally couldn't play.
Yeah.
I would say that goes down as probably, it was the end of the Sixers. It really was. It was the end of that run where they came so close, they won in 83.
Mm-hmm.
Moses was still around. Chuck was around. I mean, Doc didn't retire until after 87, I think, so Doc was still around.
I got one for you.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if everybody really considers him a bust being here, because he wasn't a bust as a player, but for the amount of money they paid him to come here and what he did while he was here, Javon Curse. I think the most sacks Javon had while he was here was 7.
I hated the move when he came here.
And when he signed here, they gave him one of the richest defensive contracts ever.
Yeah. Oh, no, I remember.
Yeah.
It was T.O. It was T.O. and Curse.
Mm-hmm.
And I hated it, even though I knew he was still going to be a good player.
That was another thing T.O. wasn't really happy about.
He was really?
Well, it never came out, but think about it. Javon came here as a free agent.
He got paid.
T.O. came here, he got traded, and really had to take the deal. He had to take the deal the Eagles were willing to give him,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to being in a free agent market and letting people drive up the price for you.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I could see him being bothered by the money aspect.
That didn't sit well with him either, which is another reason why he wanted to redo his deal the next year.
According to James Seltzer, Cliff Robinson now owns weed stores.
Oh, yeah, I'm not surprised by that at all.
His nickname's Papa Spliff.
Apparently. Yeah. Papa Spliff.
Well, he was on the Jailblazers.
Yes,
team
he
out
was.
There. That wouldn't
and,
be.
I think it's legal out there.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it is.
For a while now. Right.
Yeah, he's just making cash
and,
off of it.
Him and Sheed. What the rest of them at?
Oh my goodness, Chris at Ballard-Kimball. Chris. Oh, all of them.
All of them.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, Chris?
What up, Chris?
What about Sean Bradley?
Oh yeah, he's a Mount Rushmore.
he's an all time guy. You're right.
Now, do you think that the Phillies were positioning themselves maybe not for Harper but for Trout next year?
Well, if they were doing that, I don't know if they trade 6, though.
Right.
Maybe they hold on to him, but they still have enough prospects if they want to go out and get Mike Trout. What they traded today to get Real Muto was their top prospect and another guy that's kind of like a B-level prospect that has some upside. And then Alfaro, who is major league ready, and they'll actually get at bats for this year. But if they have their heart set on Trout, maybe they would have tried to use Sixto for it. But you know, I think they could do both, Chris.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. And my last point was I don't know if you guys remember it. I'm in my 40s, so when Sean Bradley came out, they had him a photo op with him with some McDonald's hamburgers, and I'm thinking from that point on to beef him up a little bit. I said he's never going to be anything.
Pat Croce tells a story, Chris, that when he, if you remember, Pat Croce was working with the Sixers. He was, I don't think he was their trainer. He was working with guys, and he worked for the organization before he was a part owner. And his task one off season, I believe after Sean Bradley's rookie season, was to go over, get him in shape, put some weight on him. So he tells the story, he goes over to meet with him for the first time, and in the kitchen there's like the big island or the big counter or whatever, Ike, and there's just nothing but McDonald's cheeseburger wrappers everywhere. So Pat Croce's going over there thinking like, all right, you know, we're going to get him on this regimen where he's going to eat a certain amount of calories and protein, and right. we're going to work out and everything else.
Yeah.
And he's just like tens of cheeseburger McDonald's cheeseburger wrappers.
I'm surprised Pat Croce went with that sort of method to put weight on him, because that seems like a sort of an old school way to put weight on people. As soon as you said that, I thought of how many strength and conditioning coaches tried to get me to go order to get two Whoppers and a large milkshake at night.
That wasn't Pat Croce's idea. He was mad when he went over there and he saw that.
Oh, okay, yeah, because
he was going to have lean chicken and rice, right, and a shake.
Yeah, that's what I had so many guys tell me that. When they just try to put weight on me.
Steak and ice cream.
Eat it at night before you go to bed.
Yeah, that'll put weight on you.
Yeah.
Steak and ice cream. That's what my
steak and ice cream.
Growing up, I was a skinny teenager, and my boss was like, eat steak and ice cream, and you won't be a skinny teenager. And
right.
I was going to be a skinny teenager regardless of what I ate.
Me too.
Yeah.
You feel me?
888-729-9494. Coming up, we'll reset the table here, Ike. Two huge moves today.
Yeah.
In Philly sports. The Phillies acquiring an all-star, and the Sixers not trading an all-star, but trading a first overall pick. Literally, how many years was he with the Sixers?
Two
plus, right? Or is this his second? Yes, this is his third year with the team, right?
Mm-hmm. No, this is the second.
This
year.
This is his second year with the team.
Yeah,
only his second year with the team, and yeah, they
wasn't even a full 2 years. Wasn't even a full 2 years. Year and a half.
He's got to be the biggest bust.
Yeah, how many games did he play here? 30.
He's got to be the biggest bust. We'll go over on the other
by
side.
By the way, one thing to add, just add a little fire to this. It's almost just stupid. Joel Sherman from MLB Network New York Post says that you have to keep this in mind. The Phillies owner, John Milton, talked about spending stupid money. And with all that they've done, they haven't done that yet. So there's still a scenario where they get Harper and Machado. Could you imagine if they get Harper, Machado, Real Muto, McCutcheon, and Segura all in one offseason?
Well, here's what I'll say. Right now with the Phillies, if they get Harper, it's mission accomplished, because it's not just bringing Harper in and saying, okay, Harper, here you go, fill up the ballpark. You surrounded him with a starting all-star, and you've also really solidified the lineup with other players. So give the Phillies credit, Ikey. They knew what they needed to do.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I give them credit for not just putting all their eggs in these two baskets that we know that everybody wants. They still were able to go ahead and make other moves.
Yep, no doubt.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.